Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Dance of Anger, A Woman's Guide to Changing the Patterns of Intimate Relationships, is a self-help and relationship psychology book by clinical psychologist Harriet Lerner. First published in 1985, it became a widely read classic because it reframed anger as a useful source of information rather than a flaw to be hidden or explosively discharged. The book focuses on the ways women are often socialized to suppress anger, over-accommodate others, or express resentment in ineffective ways that keep relationships stuck, using the central metaphor of a dance. Lerner describes recurring interaction patterns in families and intimate partnerships and shows how change can begin when one person alters her own steps. The book is both analytical and practical, combining psychological insight with guidance on boundaries, responsibility, and communication. Its purpose is not to eliminate conflict, but to help readers use anger more clearly and constructively in relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anger is a meaningful signal rather than a problem to erase. A central contribution of the book is Lerner's insistence that anger is not inherently destructive. She treats it as a signal that something important is wrong, such as a boundary violation, unmet need, unfair expectation, or ignored responsibility. This matters because many anger management approaches reduce the emotion to a behavior problem, focusing only on control or suppression. Lerner instead asks readers to pay attention to what anger reveals about a relationship and about the self. That shift changes the purpose of reflection. The question is not how to get rid of anger as quickly as possible, but what the anger is trying to communicate. This approach is especially relevant in intimate relationships, where resentment often builds when concerns are minimized or delayed. By treating anger as informative, the book gives readers a way to move from reactive emotion toward clearer judgment. It also helps separate the feeling from the method of expression, making room for both honesty and restraint. Secondly, how socialization teaches women to silence, soften, or disguise anger. Lerner places women's anger in a social context, arguing that many women are trained to believe that anger is unfeminine, selfish, or dangerous to relationships. As a result, they may learn to deny anger, turn it inward, become overly accommodating, or express dissatisfaction indirectly. The book does not present this as a personal weakness alone, but is the outcome of family patterns and cultural expectations that reward self-sacrifice and punish directness. This insight is important because it explains why many women feel conflicted even when their anger is justified. They may fear being seen as difficult, aggressive, or disloyal, and that fear can lead to chronic self-silencing. Lerner's analysis helps readers see that the problem is often not the anger itself, but the pressure to manage other people's comfort at the expense of one's own clarity. By naming this dynamic, the book offers validation and a basis for more direct self-expression without unnecessary guilt. Thirdly, the dance metaphor and the power of changing only one part of the pattern. The book's most memorable framework is the idea that conflict in relationships follows a dance, meaning a repeated and reciprocal pattern of action and reaction. In this view, the issue is rarely one person's behavior alone. It is the sequence that develops between people over time. Lerner emphasizes that readers cannot force another person to change, but they can change their own response, which may alter the whole pattern. This is a practical and psychologically important idea because it moves the focus away from blame and toward systems. If one partner always pursues while the other withdraws, for example, the cycle itself becomes the problem, not just the individual moves. Recognizing the dance allows readers to see their own habitual role more clearly and to interrupt automatic reactions. That interruption can create space for different outcomes, even if the other person does not immediately cooperate. The metaphor works because it captures both repetition and agency. Relationships are patterned, but patterns are not fixed. Fourthly, overfunctioning, underfunctioning, and the unequal distribution of responsibility. Lerner pays close attention to how responsibility gets divided in intimate relationships, especially through overfunctioning and underfunctioning. Overfunctioning refers to taking on too much, managing too much, or doing emotional and practical labor for two people. Underfunctioning refers to withdrawing responsibility, becoming passive, or relying on the other person to organize the relationship. These patterns are not merely personality traits. They often form a stable system in which both people unconsciously maintain the imbalance. The overfunctioning partner may feel indispensable but exhausted, while the underfunctioning partner may become dependent or avoid accountability. Lerner's analysis is useful because it shows that resentment often grows when one person tries to compensate for another's lack of engagement. The remedy is not simply to work harder or care more, but to clarify who is responsible for what. That distinction helps readers stop carrying responsibilities that are not theirs, while also stopping indirect control of others. The result is a more realistic, less enmeshed way of relating. Lastly, boundaries, family of origin patterns, and using self-definition to change relationships. Another major theme is that present-day anger is often shaped by earlier family experiences, including emotional cutoffs, triangles, and unresolved tension from childhood. Lerner suggests that people frequently replay old roles in current relationships because those roles feel familiar, even when they are painful. The book, therefore, encourages readers to examine family of origin patterns, not as an excuse, but as a map for understanding repeated reactions. This leads to one of Lerner's most important practical goals, self-definition. Self-definition means being able to hold on to one's own thoughts, values, and limits, even when others disagree or react emotionally. In intimate relationships, that often requires boundaries that are calm, specific, and sustained, rather than dramatic or punitive. Lerner's approach is effective because it links emotional insight to concrete behavior. Readers are not asked to become detached or indifferent. They are asked to become more grounded and responsible for their own position. That combination makes the book especially strong for people trying to change relational habits without abandoning connection. In conclusion, The Dance of Anger is best suited for readers who want to understand recurring conflict in close relationships rather than simply suppress symptoms. It will be especially valuable for women who have been taught to avoid anger, people who feel trapped in the same arguments, and readers interested in the psychology of family systems, boundaries, and communication. The book offers practical benefit because it helps readers identify what anger is pointing to, where they may be overfunctioning, and how they contribute to repeating cycles. It also has intellectual value because it connects emotion to socialization and relational patterns instead of treating anger as an isolated individual problem. What makes it stand out from many books in the self-help category is its disciplined focus on interaction patterns. Lerner does not promise easy fixes or emotional catharsis. Instead, she offers a clear framework for changing the part of the dance one can control, which is often the only reliable starting point for lasting change. That combination of empathy, structure, and realism is why the book remains influential. If you would like to support Harriet Lerner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.